Good morning and good afternoon or good evening. My name is Alex Kuza, and for over 9 years, I have been working as an AI strategy consultant and AI business process automation consultant. I professionally solve business problems using artificial intelligence and automation, data monetization, and business transformation. I'm fascinated by data monetization and artificial intelligence because I want companies to become modern and efficient, and people to be able to realize their full potential by using artificial intelligence as a collaborator. A future-oriented company manager is someone who uses data monetization and artificial intelligence to allow teams to enjoy their work, utilize individual potential, and give people more free time for creative and developmental tasks. If you want to learn how to be modern, consciously data monetizing and artificial intelligence utilizing company leader, I invite you to my podcast. This is the place for you. In this episode, I would like to talk about a project I've done several years ago for a huge e-commerce company. And that project ended up in implementing machine learning powered visual search. But let me start with the beginning, how we actually approached the project with the customer and what was important at the beginning. In the digital age, businesses are perpetually on the quest to intertwine technology and user experience seamlessly. This case study unfolds the journey of a prominent e-commerce platform through an almost 3 years project aiming to implement a machine learning powered visual search feature. Exploring the delicate balance between technological innovation and user-centric design. Important thing is that when we started the project, we didn't know that visual search is going to be a final destination for us. We basically spent a lot of time on crafting problem statement. One of the biggest challenge in artificial intelligence project is that hype sometimes push people to implement artificial intelligence anyway. While not always artificial intelligence is a solution, and it doesn't have to be. In this particular case, we knew the company has a lot of potential because there is more than 20 machine learning and data science engineers waiting to be hired for the problem solving. But at the beginning, it was very important not to jump into conclusion that machine learning is a solution. In this particular case, we just wanted to make sure that the problem statement is crafted properly. And this is the first lessons learned I can observe in many projects of mine, that either companies are not aware what the problem is, or if they are, the problem is very general, it's very generally defined at the very superficial level, instead of going deeper and making sure that the problem statement is crafted properly. And a good problem statement is usually short, concise, to the point, and explain two things. What is the inefficiency and how it influences the particular process or situation. So in this e-commerce prominent platform, we had the problem of black t-shirt. What is the problem of black t-shirt? It means that if you go to Amazon, eBay, and any other website that sell things, and you type black t-shirt, you will probably see thousands of results separated into several hundred subpages, which you need to scroll. We had the same issue here. How that influenced the business? Well, anytime you type something in Google and you go to Amazon or eBay or any other website, and in my customer situation was exactly the same, You need to pay Google from 5 to 20% for the click. That means that if that traffic it's not efficient, which means it that doesn't convert to transaction, it's your cost of business operation. If that cost of business operation happens too often at the too high level, you might end up with the really low margin. But there's also another problem. If somebody is looking for a black t-shirt in Google and suddenly end up on eBay or Amazon, and that person is exposed to thousands of pages, the time required for finding the product is very, very long, which influence activation, acquisition, and revenue metrics that's e-commerce bread and butter. So in this particular case, we have actually those challenges to solve. In this particular case, as an AI strategy consultant, I always look at the whole process, try to figure out where are the inefficiencies that can be either automated or problems that can be solved with predictions or recommendations. So for automation, we don't always need AI. We can automate a lot of things without artificial intelligence. But when it comes to prediction and recommendation, artificial intelligence models are one of the best in the class right now in the world to leverage. So in this particular case, I start crafting business hypothesis that will help me to understand the issue. And I always leverage strategy of group working with metrics like low-hanging fruit metrics or the metrics that help me prioritize the issues. Usually low-hanging fruit metrics is a good one for this kind of exercise. But speaking from a strategy perspective, I need to understand how that inefficiency is going to influence the bottom line. So, in this particular case, my question was how I can actually make the time required for finding a black t-shirt shorter, and what can be done to develop or deliver more precise results for customers. There was also one layer in this challenge that most of this company customers were going through mobile app. So it was very important to make sure that smartphone or tablet is our entry point most of the time. So by building hypothesis, I realized that I need to go with the methodological approach. First of all, I have to design and introduce paths, a strategy to introduce a specific solution to the market, ensuring that continuous user feedback is structured in my process. I am very reluctant when it comes to building AI-powered solutions without interacting with customers. There are a couple of reasons for this. First one is that usually machine learning and data science teams are pushing solutions that are not always customer-centric. Those people not always understand the front line, and that's not their fault. They were trained to build efficient algorithms, not to specialize in techniques that help to understand the feedback coming from customers or customer service communication. Second, I need to select and sequence experimentation methods where pivots are possible, ensuring that each phase was executed with the precision and purpose, but at the same time, give me a flexibility in testing different machine learning algorithms or strategies when approaching the problem. So there were a couple challenges that encountered in this process. First one was the teams has a limited familiarity with lean experimenting and its terminology in the business context. I pay a lot of attention to lean approach when it comes to artificial intelligence. It's because the focus needs to be on the value, not on the technology. Every time artificial intelligence comes to a table, if I might say this way, every time we're discussing AI or new AI model or any new platform, there is something that is pushing people towards toys, like new AI models, and drag them away from real challenges that customers are facing. The focus lean towards focus groups and secondary source studies, such as reports, were more important for me rather than direct interaction and iteration with engineering team. Engineering team was always backing me up, but the customer was always at the front line, and I was always happy to talk to them about the problem. Second thing is that the client interactions and iterations itself were really difficult sometimes. We're talking about e-commerce company when there is no direct communication, face-to-face communication with a customer. Most of the time, customer is just set of clicks. I'm sorry to say that, but customers are, for us, from a key e-commerce perspective, customers are digital data set that we need to understand properly. And the third thing was timely involvement of the frontline teams. The incorporation of frontline teams, those with close client interaction and insights, was delayed, limiting the potential for early insightful input. The problem with that was people were very busy in the organization to make sure that they are doing their daily tasks, and they didn't really have the time for approaching customer feedback from my project perspective. But all of these limitations were actually also a good ground floor for changing the organization and implementing the framework. And here is my Saint Grail that I'm always using in artificial intelligence project is a framework that helps me to navigate an organizational change that requires artificial intelligence, and I can navigate that change in a very structured perspective. That framework helps me to take a specific steps that customer can see. We can anticipate the future because those steps are designed upfront. And at the same time, each step has a clear deliverables. So when working with my partners and customers, I always leverage artificial intelligence framework that I custom made for my business practice and for my companies. And that will give me a structure, transparency and responsibility overview, so my customers know how we will be actually developing artificial intelligence powered project or product or service. So in this case, after business hypothesis, I build MVP of one functionality. This is very critical for me because I just decided that to solve the problem of shortening time that customer needs to spend on finding a difficult product. By difficult product, I mean this black t-shirt or white t-shirt or silver necklace, something that has many meanings and has many related products. To solve that problem, I need to make sure that one functionality can solve it. We didn't want complicated stuff. We didn't want too much algorithms. We didn't want too complex algorithms. We want to make sure that one functionality can solve these problems. So I design the specific options or alternatives, that would be a better word, and discuss that with the product team of my customer. Every AI, every business challenge is people challenge. I've learned that a lot in business. It's usually a people issue. Artificial intelligence can only solve that much. But if we really learn what is the customer issue, it's always or usually somewhere in teams, people heads, and they work on motivation. So in this case, I work closely with my customer people to make sure that this is something we can discuss, all these alternatives. There were a couple alternatives. We could rebuild the search algorithms on the website and leverage machine learning algorithms or hire more advanced AI models. Second, we could actually try to narrow down number of difficult products that are available on the platform. Just to recall, by difficult products, I understand black t-shirt, white t-shirt, gold necklace, and things that are hard to identify precisely. We could narrow down the options by categorizing them better. So for instance, instead of putting all black t-shirts to a black to a apparel category, we could create subcategories, but that influence efficiency, latency, and other KPIs. By the way, what it's important to bring artificial intelligence into the business and make sure it works properly always are metrics. And I love to play with metrics a lot because they help me to decide whether the specific AI algorithm or solution is actually delivering the results. So that's second thing. And the third thing I came up with was a single visual search feature. So basically, if I'm looking for a t-shirt and it's a black t-shirt with a specific thing on it, or just black t-shirt, I might be aware of that particular item which I'm looking for because I just assume there's a high probability that I already seen something like that, or I have it stored in my photo album on my smartphone, or I just save it somewhere, or I have a link with the beautiful actress or actor that was wearing kind of the thing like that, and I want to leverage that thing in my search. After balancing the resources we need for each of the solution, and after checking how it's going to influence a website performance, this e-commerce metrics that are important, we narrowed that options down to visual search. And that was my journey to pick up the MVP of one functionality. We decided to go with visual search. What happened next, as an AI strategy consultant and AI automation consultant, I decided that we should go with the framework, which I told you about before. Framework helped me to design a steps which we need to take. And the first one was obviously building a use case. In my framework that I navigate the work of my customers and help them to move from A to B with AI projects, I always need a strong use case and business case to be built. So we did that, and then we decide that we want to run customer-centric experiment. What was that? It was basically something like selecting a group of customers out of the all customers of the e-commerce sites, and there were millions of them, categorizing them and building clusters and approaching them through automated communication with the incentive to check the new feature that we're going to build. So, as I said, I didn't want a team to build the feature first. I just want them to design it as a mock-ups or wireframes, and after that, show them to customers. So we didn't even build a functionality, but we start talking to customers and asking them whatever they would love to use it. After this, we start collecting feedback about this visual search component. We ask questions like, do you keep photos in your photo album on smartphone and you need an upload feature, or are you just snapping pictures on the go? For instance, a mom is pushing a kid in a little cart, and suddenly she sees somebody wearing great thing or something on a billboard in the city. So do you snap a picture of this and you're interested in getting the results right away? Or you just snap it and in the evening when the day calms down a little bit, you want to look for that items online. Questions like that help us to define how the visual search should work properly. And then I approach machine learning team equipped with all this information from customers and start talking about engineering artificial intelligence. I would like to mention here a critical thing, the order. Like for our artificial intelligence project, it's very easy to start with the tool set, but it's really a mindset and skill set. So customers really need to have the mind ready for using visual search and skill how to use it instead of like jumping to the visual search right away and leverage the tool. It's hardly ever works this way. So that's why I have decided that we want to first mock up and wireframe things and then go to machine learning engineers, because machine learning engineers are creating a tool which is a third in my order of value chain. First one is skill set, mindset, and second is skill set. So after this, we build one solution, second solution, and then we iterate, and eventually that visual search show up in the mobile app of this company, and we were able to tackle categories of apparel, categories of jewelry, and categories of antiques, like old things, collectibles, because they were hard to identify. But in this particular cases, like paintings or old sculptures, people want to take picture and check the value of them and find if they get them online. And as an AI strategy consultant, I always ask myself a question: what's the problem we wanted to solve? And if really AI is necessary. If AI is necessary, which means we need to have a lot of predictions and recommendations, and in this particular case, when you take a picture of something and you want to find it online, it's actually a recommendation problem. Because if you take a picture of black t-shirt, still a lot of black t-shirts can be available on the platform. But by narrowing down the properly the results, we can expose people to maybe 50 or 100 results instead of 1,000, and still image recognition is more precise than keywords in searching the similar objects. So I really enjoy that conversation with people and narrowing that down the results. And eventually, As AI strategy consultant, we built a great process based on my framework, which helped me to solve the issue with the proper tool. As you could see, I didn't come to the conclusion at the beginning that we need to have either visual search or something. We started with the issue, with the problem and the metric, problem statement. And then, after a while, we start defining the customer-centric jobs and problems and challenges. We approach the customers to talk to them, and then we decide what is going to be our tool. I hope that you enjoy this podcast, and I hope you like it. Please give me a thumb up or push this little bell if you want to stay updated. I'm happy to always share the great insight when it comes to artificial intelligence strategy and artificial intelligence business process automation. My name is Arek Skuza, and you can also find the content, written content, at arekskuza.com. And I would love to see you there and also learn from you. So please do not hesitate to learn, to share your content, your feedback. And I always invite you to my podcast. If you want to be a future-oriented business leader that is utilizing artificial intelligence and data monetization today to make sure that your teams have more time for more creative work and all the boring stuff is removed and taken to AI world. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.